Several medical experts say the AIDS prevention drug known as PrEP is the most effective tool yet to reduce infection rates in Australia. Drugs being trialled in several states, but advocates are lobbying for it to be more accessible and more affordable, as Catherine Gregory reports.
For people at a high risk of contracting HIV, PrEP is more than a weapon against infection. It's also peace of mind.
I did some research to find out more about it and decided that it would be great for me to use as a prevention tool that would always be there, that I could take once a day and not worry about HIV.
Philip Joffe was one of the first in Australia who got a script for the pre-exposure prophylaxis drug from Melbourne's largest gay clinic in 2014. He's now getting the drug via the Victorian clinical trial. Trials are also in New South Wales and Queensland, and this week, South Australia signed on.
These are trials that are about providing access. We don't need to know whether PrEP is safe and we don't need to know whether it's effective. We know those things. It is tremendously effective. People who are taking PrEP and taking it as they're prescribed it do not get HIV.
Daryl O'Donnell, CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, says the drug will reduce the rates of new infections in Australia, which have not shifted over the past decade. PrEP is not listed under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. That's despite getting approval from the Therapeutic Goods Administration in May.
We are certainly, you know, incredibly keen to see this available through the PBS at scale, very, very quickly.
Mr. O'Donnell acknowledges there has been a cultural resistance to PrEP, as it has been blamed for encouraging complacency and reducing condom usage. It's also coincided with increases in STIs, particularly syphilis and gonorrhea. But Dr. Andrew Redmond, an infectious disease physician in Brisbane, says there's no causal link.
The problem is not so much that people are going to get more STIs because of PrEP. PrEP has come along at a time when people are getting more STIs. Already.
He does, however, think people are using condoms less.
I think that people are used to working on campaigns where we try to encourage people to use condoms, and I think that when culture changes, it takes time. You know, certainly there are some people I talk to who've been engaged with HIV for very many years, and they see fads come and go, and they're suspicious that PrEP is a fad.
That's infectious disease physician Andrew Redman, ending Catherine Gregory's report.